Hey, I don't know that I've ever seen a prettier sunset than the one that is setting behind me, and I'm just a little ways from home, only about 8,000 miles. But I've got another friend I want to introduce to you, and his name is Joshua. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So we're back on the tailgate. We're back here by the sea, and we're back at the old runway in Bacolod in the Philippines. And this is Pastor
Joshua.
And I've known Joshua for a very long time. Yeah. His dad and I were very close friends. I referred to his dad as my Filipino papa. And about 3 years ago, Joshua's dad, Pastor Abel, made his trip to Glory. And was a very hard thing, was a very tough thing. I couldn't make the trip here for the funeral because of COVID and the restrictions, travel restrictions and all that, so it was very tough. Yeah. This is my first trip here since that. But Pastor Abel was a missionary pastor. His dad was a missionary pastor, and now Joshua is a missionary pastor. So very thankful for that legacy. So since Pastor Abel made his trip to Glory, Joshua has just stepped right in his footsteps and carried on that legacy. So Joshua, tell us real quick what it is exactly that you're doing now ministry-wise.
As of now, I am a missionary in Pampanga, Porac, and also in Pioneer, which is in Tarlac, which is my father left to us because he went to be with the Lord 2021, July 2021. And we are so happy because the ministry continues, the ministry are fruitful, and we are so thankful with my family, with the members, with every people in the community, because Jesus is really working in Pampanga, Jesus is really working in Tarlac, and we can see the happiness of every people going to Jesus and following his footsteps. And always pray for us in our ministry in Pampanga and Tarlac.
Amen. So that right there is what I would refer to as a legacy. And that is not a new idea, to leave behind marker stones, to pour into the lives of the people who would come behind us, to show them what it means to follow Jesus all throughout the Bible, not just New Testament, but Old Testament. God would instruct his people to put markers so that those who would come behind us would see, hey, just remember, this is where God did a great thing. Pile up these stones so when your children come along, they remember, hey, this is where you crossed the Jordan. Have this feast so later on your kids will remember, this is where God saved you. This is where God delivered you.
Yeah.
All throughout Scripture, God would put these things in place so you can always remember, this is where I moved.
Amen.
And Brother Abel was faithful to pour into the lives of his son, his other son, Evangel, his daughter, Angela, to disciple them, to faithfully serve him, so that even when he made his trip to Glory, they would faithfully serve him and carry on the work that he was doing in those mission points. And so I'm so thankful. Listen, I'm so thankful for that reminder that when we faithfully disciple, someone else will carry on our legacy. And that is a blessing. Why? Because the Bible specifically and clearly says that it's appointed a man wants to die and after that the judgment. So here's my question to you. In 2025, we're only 2 weeks in. In 2025, what is your legacy going to be? Would you think about that today? Hey, I got to go home. I'm about to head home. And so as I head home, would you give that a thought? I'm fixing to jump off the tailgate. I'll be back with you next week. And it's always a joy to join you. So until next week, I love you. Thank you for joining me. I'm Blake.
I'm Pastor Joshua.
And this has been your Tailgate Talk.